All right, all right. We're about to take some calls. I want to do that real quick. And let's just do a quick Instagram roll call. I'm about to put the link in the chat so you guys can follow me on Instagram. If you haven't done so before we get into these calls, here is the link. If you have not done so, please take a second. There's a Spotify link. There's an Instagram link. Please take a second and follow me on social media. It's important because a lot of y'all have been saying, oh, I'm not getting my notifications. Armand, you need to have a text number. No, I do not need to have no text number. I got an Instagram. I got a Twitter. I got a YouTube. I got Facebook. Girl, pick something and follow me on. And if it's not working, follow me on multiple and turn your notifications on. Okay? Y'all don't like to listen. And y'all be like, oh, I missed the live. I'm late. I'm this. I'm that. Girl, because y'all don't be coming in on time. All right. Let's take some calls. Super chats will come to the top. 0449, you're live on the air. Let's grab you. Hello? Hello? Okay, you need to be ready. We got a full queue. Okay, 7-9-7-9-8.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me. Talk to me.
Hey, okay. As far as Nikki at Rolling Loud, I think the crowd, she had an advantage. It was New York, so that's different. Megan,
okay.
She's still upcoming, so she's growing. So I wouldn't compare Megan to Nikki. Nikki is 14 years in the game. Megan is still grooming. So I wouldn't compare crowd reaction.
Yeah,
you know,
but 14 years in the game, whether or 10 minutes, if the song is a hit song, you got Grammys and stuff like that, girl, we know the song. Either we know the song or we don't.
Yeah, but it's different because nowadays these
It's
fans
not
are
different. Are we going to say that we're not going to compare when we start talking about how the fact that Megan Thee Stallion got 3 Grammys and Nikki has none? What are we doing?
So
take away
that.
The Grammys then.
Right, I'm not talking about Grammys, but as far as Nikki, like, she's way, like, up there above Megan as far as crowd-wise and song-wise, so I wouldn't compare festivals. Another thing also is that with Cardi and Akbar, that was a mess, but I feel like these girls they need to stand up for themselves and say, hey, I could do a song with you or you, and I don't have to be in it. But nowadays, it's like you have to pick a side. And in these group of female rappers, it was never like that in like mid-90s to early 2000s. Either you rap or you didn't. And you didn't care who was who. You was trying to shoot for the goal, right? FRV is just losing it with me. And so I can't with her. I can't. But Cardi's clapbacks are really funny. Sorry. And I love your show.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Listen, a song is a song. She got a Grammy for her records. The crowd should be going crazy. She didn't get a Grammy for being young and new. She got a Grammy for her music. 3 of them. So what are we talking about? 0105. 0105. You're live on the air.
Hey,
what's going on? Yes.
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you today?
Good.
Just a few things. So I disagree with you with the Megan performance. You know, I watched the whole thing. The crowd was twerking. They were singing along. I mean, it was
they were nowhere
different.
Near as high. Did you hear her when she said, you guys need to wake up?
She did. She did say, but I think, you know, it's our radio. You know, they were playing country music before that. So I just think it's 2 different venues. You know, Rolling Loud is strictly hip hop. It's 2 different audience. The audience came for hip hop at Nikki's performance. That iHeartRadio, it's a plethora of different performers. And I think, you know, I think the clips that you saw, maybe the crowd was not lively, but for overall, I thought it was a great performance. The crowd looked like they enjoyed it. The other thing I wanted to point out was those images that you pulled up with, I guess, where it looked like Megan was liking stuff. She already cleared that up. I think she said her team was running that. That's probably Carl liking shady stuff to sabotage her, as usual. I don't think that that was Megan. I think she already addressed it, that she didn't do that herself. So I just didn't want that out there, you know, people
Was that also her team when she was on live with Nicki Minaj saying, we're going right some ish? Was that Megan's team? Was that Carl's team?
That wasn't towards Cardi. That was towards that lady that was saying she wrote part of Simon Says. That's already something.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was. Did you remember that? That there was this lady going out there saying that she wrote part of Simon Says, and that was during that time. Just like you said, no one put an ad on it. She didn't say that was to Cardi, but I think the fans know who it was for. And I'm a fan of Megan. I knew it was for that lady that said she wrote Simon Says. So anything else, Arbaugh?
No, you're right. Listen, you got it. You got it. This is why ads are important.
It is. And then with the Cardi Akbar thing, I really don't think she needed to respond to her. You know, they're on two different levels. She gave her a free promo today, Akbar, that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Akbar benefited that from that. And Nikki's probably, you know, over there, you know, telling her good job. So it's kind of like, you know, why the loser today might be Cardi, because now people are looking at her, side-eyeing her with the things that she's saying about digging up mothers and all that stuff. And I love her. I just didn't think that when she started saying that stuff, I just didn't think that was the right thing to say. And talking about her children, you know, picking up her children, I don't think that was the right thing to say at all.
Have a good
one. You too.
We got to take some more calls, but thank you. Okay, 0449.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah. Okay, this is a really good live. You ate that, but I wanted to get into this whole Nicki is the queen of rap, and I am somebody from Gen Z, so I'm not no old lady hating, but I think rapping-wise, Nicki, we can call Nicki the queen. Performance-wise, I hate to bring up the other girls, but I just feel like nobody will ever top Missy Elliott when it comes to performing. But do we consider her a rapper?
Hello? Yeah, okay.
But do we consider Missy a rapper?
This is not, yeah, I consider Missy a rapper. She's one of my favorite female rappers.
And then the whole Cardi B thing, babe, they're still going at it on Twitter. I know you probably can't look right now because you're on live, but the video, Cardi just posted another video of Akbar and some man, and when you get a chance, please go check that out.
Well, are they doing nasty stuff? Because I'm not going to do it on live.
No, don't look at it on live. I don't want you to get taken down. Don't look at it on live.
Okay, yeah.
But
so we'll look at
when
that
you
later.
Get off here, go look at it. And I love your show, Amon.
Thank you so much. I love you for watching. Okay. 9552. Let me find you. 9552. 9552, you live on the air.
Hey, Amon, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Okay, I'm going to be quick. So I just want to address the caller that called earlier. And it sounds like he's really in denial. He keeps saying Megan was not being phony. Somehow she just so happens to be shady on accident, and I call BS on that. there has been several times where she has shaded Cardi, Nicki, her past friend Kelsey, and stated that somehow, you know, people are looking for clout. She's doing it on accident, and I don't think that's the case. I think Megan is friends with herself and only herself. I think she did do it right with, you know, bouncing from Nicki, bouncing to Cardi, and just really taking advantage whichever way she can. I think Akbar should take notes. That's how you play it. But I don't think she's friends with anyone in the industry. I think she's definitely, you know, putting herself first as she should, but let's not act like she doesn't know what she's doing.
Okay, period.
And moving forward with Cardi, I'm definitely not a fan of her, but I will acknowledge that she does have, like, a higher celebrity status than Akbar. it was unnecessary for her to go back and forth with her the way that she did today and literally give that lady hours of free promo. That, I mean, I don't understand why she did that. I think the things that she said were a bit vulgar. I think she should have never talked about digging up dead mothers, especially when, you know, she is, I don't know if her and Megan are actually, like, friends in real life, but they do publicly appear to be acquaintances, and everyone knows that Megan's, both of her parents are not alive. So the first argument that you do get into with Akbar, you talk about digging up dead mothers as if one of your, again, Cardi B does not have a lot of public friendships, acquaintanceships, or whatever within the industry, but her and Megan seem to be, you know, somewhat cordial. I obviously don't know what goes on behind the scenes, but it appears that they are somewhat friends. So, you know, both of her parents are deceased. So why, you know, jump to bringing up dead parents? I think that was unnecessary. And then when Cardi B commented on the whole Gutta K Milan situation, I also thought that was unwarranted simply because we do know Cardi was just, you know, coming out of court because she admitted to sending people to go jump Jade and, you know, another friend or associate of hers. And so Jade is not a big woman. She is not 6'5". You know, she's also a small lady. And so for you to comment on someone who is of a smaller stature getting jumped and how that was wrong, knowing that you just left a whole court proceeding because you did something similar to another woman over something that your husband at the time did, I think also optically looked bad for her. So I think someone does need to take her phone. Someone does need to give her a little bit, you know, PR training, because this is not a good look. And who's to say that Akbar may not proceed a different way? Because she did repost flattering.
Akbar is not going to proceed a different way. Akbar was sitting there and used that same album cover or used that same video as an album cover. Try to take her to court if you want to. You're going to lose. Girl, you used that same, you used that as an album cover. You weren't that distraught about being on her posting that video, you giving that man a head. Pay that.
It was not the full explicit video, and she did that to try to, you know, turn lemons into lemonade.
But my thing is, you can't sue me about something that you're monetizing off of.
Cardi B admitted to having bumps. Cardi B has referenced, you know, having multiple bodies and not knowing how
many
she had.
But Cardi B also went and got tested.
But my point is, she's referenced her lifestyle. She's referenced, you know, having a couple bumps on her lip in videos in the past. However, she was still able to sue Tasha Key for saying that she had herpes. So there is.
Thank you. Thank you, because, girl, I'm my patience, and then you saying the stupid words today. 6125.
Hey, can you hear me, Armand?
Yes. What's going on?
All right, I know they hate it when I call, but I'm going to keep it nice. So with Akbar, Cardi B, let him go at it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a Barb, right? Nicki was going at it with everyone, you know, a couple of weeks ago. Let him go at it, you know? I don't think any girl has anything to fear. Yes, she's giving Akbar a lot of promo, but, like, what's Akbar going to do with it? I also think, though, we need to start accepting, though, these people don't just do this for Nicki Minaj in hopes that they just, you know, like, she's not controlling them. A lot of these people adore Nicki. Even if they don't know who Nicki is, really, they just like her, period. But I think they should go at it. But I will say, Megan Thee Stallion, no excuses for her. I'm done with it. I love her music, but no more excuses. Nicki was commanding crowds that crazy on her second album. There's no excuse for it. They're not connecting with the songs because she doesn't put her heart into the music. She has a good vibe when she's, like, you know, rapping aggressively, and it's fun. It's great in the club. And I'm sure, you know, I wouldn't mind.
No, it is great in the club, but somehow it's not connecting with the fans live. It's just not.
I don't think she's in a bad place. I think she's just got to get someone to come in and help create songs for her. That's something we have to give Nicki credit for. Whether you like her music or not, a lot of Nicki's music has, I mean, they're going to hate me, but a clear beginning, a middle, and an end. There's some simple song structure. It has a hook. You know, she gets up there, Megan, and she just starts rapping, and it's great, but she has to get a song. But That's all I had to say today.
Thank you. Bye. All right, they're telling me to take a field trip over to the Neighborhood Talk. Let's see what's going on over there. What is going on? What is going on? Let's take a break. I can't. Yeah, my nerves. Hold on. Don't start arms. Parole officer. Still ugly, by the way. Now they're going to be getting into it. Oof. Well, this is what Nikki did. Still ugly, by the way. Write a rap. Cardi, don't start arms. Parole officer. Not don't start arms. Officer. Still ugly, by the way. Right around. Oh, my God. This is stupid. This is so stupid. Oh, did Nikki comment? Where is she commenting? I'm blocked. So somebody got to send it to me. It's not going to show me. And I'm not pulling up my FUFU page no more. What did she comment and say? Somebody send it to my DM. Hold on, let me see. They just sent me that. If she commented, send it to my DM. Let me get my girlfriend on here. I think T.S. Eva's in the building. Let me get Eva with the T on here real quick. Eva with the T.
In the mix. Okay. Who is this freak of nature?
With DJ Armand.
Okay, let's get the T. Hello?
Girl, go ahead and check your DM. She ain't say much, but since
okay,
we're
I got it. Mad because you had to delete them fake stats you got paid to post? Oh, talking about Kyle. You turn a blind eye and deaf ear to people tweeting about me for months at a time when I was minding my business. Now you're trying to involve me in some clownish? This is why I want everybody to hear me. This is why I'm not going at anybody. I'm not responding to anybody. We clearly know who this woman is talking to. Yet she gets under here and says, mad because you had to delete them fake stats you got paid to post? You turned a blind eye and deaf ear to people tweeting about me for months? At a time when I'm minding my business, now you're trying to involve me in clownish? As if she's not talking about Cardi B. But because she didn't at her, people are trying to drag her into BS. I'm not letting nobody play with me like that. If a bitch got a problem with me, they're going to have to at me or they're going to have to keep fighting the air. Period. You're not going to play me like that. That's just how it's going to go. That's how it's going to go. And anybody that feel any way different, come in my inbox, come in my comments, you can then block. Period. I'm playing direct games only. Because you're not going to get online and act like you wasn't talking about me. When you were.
Yeah. The victim, girl.
It's very much a victim tee. No. That's why I'm not going to jump out the window and do... Because that's... She clearly talking about that woman. But what's the tea?
Girl, listen. Y'all sitting here completely... First of all, Akbar is not going to do nothing with that attention she's getting right now. The girl don't have a song. She don't have a career. She's stale. I feel like it was every girl that Nikki works with, it's in their contract to say, okay, I'm going to give you a hit record. You're going to get your first number one iTunes and some exposure, but you have to go at Cardi whenever I ask you to, because I have some receipts right here, honey. Everything she was doing verbatim, that lady was leading with. So, as you can see, she involved Little Baby, right?
Yeah, I did see that.
Out Little Baby heart timestamp. And then you see what Akbar says. She also did that with the Whitney Houston post. And then Akbar went and said, oh, he used to be a backup for backup dancer for Whitney Houston. We're not going to sit here and act like these girls didn't do that for clout. And they're
on the phone mumbling and cackling right now, laying in their bed tweeting.
Exactly. So we're not going to sit here and act like, because your last caller said, oh, these girls are doing it because they like to argue. No, that's in their deal when they get a Nicki Minaj feature. just like Bia was doing it for months. And just like when Nicki went on Queen Radio, she felt the way about a certain female artist, a.k.a. Megan Thee Stallion, because she didn't hold her end of the part of a deal. So we're not going to sit here and act like she don't ask these girls to pick a side. And once you're on her side, and right now, what's her name? Drillery Clinton, the one with the roach leg bite on her legs. Yeah.
Yes.
She's also subbing Cardi. So every girl that was on that remix.
Wow. This just in. Kyle from the Neighborhood Talk has just now deleted the post.
Of course he did.
Both posts.
That's what the girls. That's what they do when they're scared. The Shade Room does that, and the Neighborhood Talk does that. They're very scared, and they don't know how to move for themselves because, girl, you're verified. What are you scared about? Are you scared that she's going to expose some DMs?
Wow.
If anything, you have the DMs, Kyle. You definitely have conversations of her telling you what to post. But,
wow.
Girl, these girls are so scared, and they want to act like, oh, Cardi shouldn't have said that. Well, guess what? Do you not listen to Cardi's lyrics? She's still a hood B-word. She will still go there with you. It doesn't matter how much money she makes. That's why the general public likes Cardi, and the hood loves Cardi. And when Cardi does hood music, she thrives in it, because when Nicki does hood music, she does not thrive in it. Let's be clear. Her fans, pop rap. You know what I'm saying? This is why when Cardi did this song with Glorilla, you see how everyone's living for it. It's number one on Apple Music. Like, let's be clear. So I get it, y'all saying don't argue, but at the end of the time, people are not going to play in your face, especially when the video came out. Akbar tweeted out verbatim. She said, oh, this is why that girl was acting funny. She's in the video and she's on the song. Mush head. She was talking about Cardi.
Wow.
So it's like, girl, I hate when people play the victim. You should know this. People like to throw the rock and hide the hand and act like they're the victim. And if it's a problem, Cardi called you and addressed you, and clearly you just want to clout. But girl, your 15 minutes of fame is over. That was it. The highest thing you got was the remix, girl, and you're not even making a coin off of that.
You just helped
her song boost up. That's it. Your claim to fame is that. And then the thing with Gutta, when you in somebody's city and you talk that talk, Please be sure to keep you some girlfriends that know how to throw hands, because you set yourself up for that. I don't feel bad for you, because at the end of the day, if I'm going to somebody's city and I know what's going down, I'm carrying me a piece, so that if any moment like that it gives, guess what? I'm self-defense, and I'm airing the whole club out. And that's just a fact. The Megan Thee Stallion thing that you were talking about, let's be clear. I don't even like Nicki Minaj like that, but Nicki Minaj has repeatedly said this. She has a core fan base. She knows this. The girls, not all of them, but, you know, only one girl right now kind of has a core fan base. It's no shade because she sells out like that. But the white people at iHeart are not going to live for Meg like that, because she doesn't, even though she did one pop song, she hasn't really crossed over like that to engage them. It's no shade. Like, so I totally get what you're saying by the people will live for Nicki sing word for word, and with her it was given dust bunnies. It was given yay. Oh no, cute look she moved. It was very that. But
here's the thing. Everybody wants to talk about this performance and that. No, let's talk about you're only as good as your last performance. Let's just talk about your last performance. I don't want to talk about Nicki's performance 5 years ago versus Meg Coachella's performance. No, we're just talking about the latest performances. It gave what it gave. Like, no one is saying that Meg is trash all the way around. We're just saying that the people weren't here for that.
She's not a global artist yet. It's no shade. She's not a global artist. But what I do what I will say is, at least she's getting out there so that people get to know her globally.
Yes.
So that when she does come out with a project, then she can have more fans. because, you know, people around the world will love you if you come visit their country and perform. It's no shade. But, you know, with time, you develop that. Right now, you can tell who is a mega global superstar and who isn't. It's no shade to Megan. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like she only has, you know, they only know certain songs. Savage, maybe the Dua Lipa collab, and maybe like Body Yaddy 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 Yaddy. But like the new ones that she's doing, maybe she should have waited to perform those. You know, I get why she performed them, but I would have performed the songs that everybody knew, like on TikTok and stuff that went viral. That's what I would have performed. It's no shade. But she's probably tired of performing Savage.
Bye. We'll see you a little bit later. Okay, I'm going to end there because we've been on here for 2 hours. We might take it over to stage.